You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
And it's a pleasure to welcome to the 1FM studios a new gentleman indeed. I haven't seen him before, and he hasn't seen me before, and he's in a bit of a shock, so my apologies. From the CFA, we've got Commander Mark Narayan. Good morning, Mark.
Thank you. Well pronounced, Dave. That's a beautiful introduction, and thank you very much.
Yeah, and you're rather new to this area, and welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks very much. On secondment from Fire Rescue Victoria, working up here on the CFA. I've been here for just on 12 months now, and my intention's to stay.
Good on you. Well done. It's a beautiful area, isn't it, this area?
Oh, it is fantastic. It's a, you know, there's a lot of diversity in the town. You know, the way I describe it, it's a relatively clean town, very diverse. You've got a beautiful river that meanders through the town. You've got vineyards up one side. You've got hills down the bottom. You've got, you know, cideries up the top. A lot of people come in on holidays. You can nearly buy anything you want. You know, there's plenty of places to eat and drink.
That's right.
And the weather, Dave, is sensational.
It's well, this year has been really hot for me. This has been the hottest, one of the hottest summers for me that I've ever been able to handle. But usually I don't mind a bit of heat, but I really like the winter because it's cool. You can always get warmer, but you can't always get cooler.
Yeah, spot on, Dave. And you obviously admitted the that in the studio here, the air conditioning hasn't been working. And,
no, it's a bit sick.
Yeah, it's very warm in here, Dave.
You only put the fan on. You'll sound like you're in a boat, I'm telling you. Going on, but anyway.
All good, Dave.
Yeah, we've got an air conditioning man. He should be bursting through the door any second here. That'll be nice. So, yeah. And tell us now, what inspired you to get into the CFA first up, and how did you do all that?
Well, I got pretty lucky about 36 years ago, Dave. I wasn't sure as a 21-year-old which direction I was going to take in regards to career-wise.
Yeah.
Playing cricket, and one of the fellas there said, why don't you join the fire brigade? And apart from having a visit to the local fire station at the school, I knew nothing about the fire services. On reflection, it's been incredibly rewarding. I just absolutely love it. There's a lot of camaraderie. There's a lot of personal satisfaction. And Dave, I've got to tell you, you know, there's a lot of parts apart from not necessarily being in the paper or getting an award, but when you attend a motor vehicle accident and you put your hand on someone's shoulder and you say it's okay, that sense of relief that those people have, emergency medical response, you know, helping people when they're at their lowest ebb, unreal. You know, it's such a huge amount of satisfaction. But the fires, you know, what we do, and they don't make the fire, the small fires don't make the news.
No.
But our staff, like whether they be our volunteer staff and permanent staff, you know, they work so hard and they train so hard, and they get to their stations or their brigades really quickly, and they hit these fires really hard. And so you might not hear about the, you know, the 1 or 2 hectare or acre, you know, fires.
No.
But if we let those go, Dave, they'll burn
disaster.
For weeks, and it'll be disastrous.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly right.
So yeah, on reflection, and I've been very, very lucky. You know, I've achieved a few courses there, and it's got me to the to be able to work as a catchment commander here at District 22.
Yeah.
District 22 is obviously Shepparton, and it's now Hume region.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm working with some wonderful people, and it's not just the operational part of things, but we've just got a huge amount of people that are there for our district support officers, for our fire prevention, fire safety departments. We've got brigade admin support officers that work throughout the districts, supporting our 73 brigades that we have here in Shepparton. And it's, I'd actually look at it, Dave, and say it's a well-oiled machine. It's,
nice.
You know, there's so many working parts to it, but when we support like those larger incidents, no matter what they may be, you know, there's a huge amount of satisfaction that we're all part of something that's, you know, helped our community or helped people, and that's what we do.
Gee, good on you. You're doing a really good job. And it wouldn't be bored, would you now? Every day is totally different to what you expect.
Yeah, absolutely spot on, Dave. Yeah, look, it's exciting. And even just in the office, or you're visiting people, and diversity, not only diversity of, you know, people we have in our community, but diversity of our crews. And, you know, we have captains and group officers, you know, and each to their own. They've got specialty fields and they're different characters. And I remember one of the first calls I came up here, Dave, and over to Wai'i, and, you know, we had a motor vehicle accident with some spilt diesel. And, you know, I saw a couple of the crews, and, you know, it was a little bit new to me, and there was some big moustaches, you know, like hanging down the sides. And, you know, a couple of fellas, that, you know, the tunic might have been just sprayed open a little bit. And, you know, from appearance, they may have looked like a tad on the scruffy side.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But
yeah.
Their professionalism and the way that they handled themselves was absolutely 10 out of 10. And
stunning.
And those chaps there, like, you know, one of them, dairy farmer, was he describing how, you know, he'd been doing that for so many years. But, you know, so, you know, the dairy farmers don't have much sleep, you know.
They've got these fractured hours. Really don't.
Yeah, but there right. he was there, you know, like help. And, you know, there were luckily there was no one seriously injured at that incident. But, you've got to take your hat off to our people. They it makes you proud. Gives me goosebumps. It really does, Dave.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So now in your region, what would you advise our listeners, particularly the people who do live on a farm or people who live up the bush with these hot temperatures and this bad weather around? Yeah. What's your advice to them with make sure you clean up the place, make sure you keep all the debris away and trees away from your houses and leaves?
Yeah, you're on it, Dave. So look, you know, we're heightened at the moment and we don't want people to become complacent. And whether that's you're in a residential block or whether you're a large farmer, landowner. But before I say that, Dave, what I'd like to say is don't become complacent. People are keen to keep their properties clean, to burn off, to slash, to operate machinery in paddocks. And we just need you to be very, very careful with what you do. Just to remind people that we still have fire restrictions still in place.
Sure.
And, you know, if anyone's in any doubt, contact your local council or visit the CFA website. And that's where you can find out what you can do and can't do. But on reflection of that, Dave, we only have very few people that don't comply that perhaps do the wrong thing, and also there's accidental causes as well.
True.
But I was thinking to myself, what about the thousands and thousands of people that comply day in, day out?
As they do.
They think to themselves, I've got to burn that pile of... No, I won't do it because I know we're in fire restrictions.
Yeah.
So we have... I want to have a bonfire and have my mates around, and they don't do it because they're complying. So we have so many people that are so respectful of the regulations that we have in place. But yeah, my key message would be, hang out there for the permits. We've got a lot of farmers, and I've been learning a little bit about that, Dave. I think to myself, why do farmers want to burn their paddocks? You know, like, a bit of nitrogen in the ground. They don't have to use, like, chemicals, preparing for their props, you know, like they're preparing their land, and they're really keen to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, daily we're watching and looking at our weather forecasts and our fire danger ratings. And we want to do these test burns as soon as we can. So we're operating between, you know, down at Strathbogie all the way up to Morayshire in our district.
Yeah.
And if we get the right conditions, we've already got some plots gazetted and they're suitably prepared to do a test burn. And once we do those out of our district, and we're one of the busiest districts in Victoria to issue permits for our farmers,
right.
But we'll be issuing those as soon as possible. But you know, as you've said,
got to wait for the weather.
Got to wait for that weather, we've had a very, very hot week. We had a bit of a spike there on Monday. Monday and Tuesday, and we were only just speaking about it. We had that large fire down in the Gambie. 39 fire trucks, 150 of our volunteers, 4 aircraft. And they worked feverishly, you know, to knock that fire out.
Yeah, it's stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, unreal. And that kicked off around about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Another reminder, Dave, thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, sure.
We had the a contractor, and this is not pointing fingers or anything, but if you're operating, a vehicle in a paddock, it might not have, the adequate, preventative mechanical devices, they're hot exhausts on the bottom of vehicles. So
that's
we can't
right.
have those driving through paddocks.
No, it can cause disasters.
And operating machinery in paddocks, we just can't do that. So the person's, you know, people's intents aren't to start a fire, but that can happen. So you've got to make sure, contractors, that you do have a suitable water extinguisher or fire suppression equipment on your vehicle with you, a working mobile phone, and you give someone else a plan. You let them know what you're doing. And if you can get a water cart on site where you're working, no worries at all. So that's probably a bit of a key message for us at the moment.
Even if you've got a spare ute that works properly, it's a good idea to shove a big water tank and a bit of a pump on that to put out a fire. Just have it standing by.
Spot on, Dave. And look, you know, I've done it myself. I've worked solo, worked by yourself. It's quite peaceful when you're out there in the paddock doing a few bit of fencing or what have you. But if you can get hold of a mate to get out there with you, if something does happen, you've got a sporting chance to knock it out, make that phone call, you know, and do what you can. So, yeah, that's important.
So is there a number that they can ring during office hours and get one of you guys to come out and have a chat to them and say, now, look, this is your property. This is what we think you should do to make your property a bit more fire safe.
Yeah, Dave, interesting. So our local brigades, they're more than helpful to assist.
And, that's good.
And a lot of the you know, the larger landholders, they'll all have links to their local brigades. But I've got a phone number here, like, and this is for if you have any queries in regards to permits.
Sure.
And it's 9662 2311. You can also check, you know, with the Department of Land, sort of like Water and Planning. But the CFA phone number, sorry, that was the FRV phone number. The CFA phone number is 9262 8444. So that's 9262 8444.
Very good indeed. Excellent. So, well, I hope you hang around for quite a long time. You're really lovely to talk to. You're making my job easier to talk to, that's for sure. Where are you off to today that you're allowed to say on the radio?
Thanks, Dave. I've been out and about a bit. Like, we've been having lots on, but I'll work essentially out of our office there on Numurkha Road. And myself and our team of commanders there will go out to support our brigades if something does kick off or it's got something of interest. So whether there's other complexities, whether it be hazardous materials, like if there's been fatalities, you know, where our key job is to support our crews. And our crews out there, they're trained, they're competent, you know, they're confident as well. They've been doing this for a long, long time.
They have, and they know most streets, they know where to go.
You can't beat that local knowledge. And it's great when you do attend, Dave, like you're there welcome with open arms. Again, like, you know, our crew, we're not taking over. We're there, again, to support. But we're the ones that can coordinate, like, additional aircraft, for example. And, you know, and that incident that we had at Ngambi, like, we made a couple of phone calls and we had, for our firefighters that were on scene, like, we had meals prepared for them, you know, by 6:30. There was over 150 meals prepared. That's us. There's just so many things that happen behind the scenes, not necessarily like on the ground, but
stunning.
Yeah, it's good, Dave.
Well, you better look after yourself. And I hope to look, if you're available in a month or two, or we'll ring Emily, your boss, one of your many bosses, and we'll have a talk to her and see if you're free and come back and have a chat to us in about a month from now. How's that?
Thanks very much, Dave. All right. Great work with you on the program here at 1FM. Enjoy listening.
I'm trying to do the right thing and hit all the right buttons at the right time. You never know. It's not easy. You look after yourself. And welcome to the region. I hope you stay because you love the place and it's a really lovely place indeed. The only thing is annoying is the hot weather, but that's just life, isn't it, really, Mark? That's the way it goes. We've been talking to Commander Mark Narayan, and he's from this region, and we'd love to have another chat with you in about a month's time. Take care and look after yourself. Thank you very much indeed, Mark.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
Protect your 5 to 11-year-old with a coronavirus vaccine. Getting vaccinated will help keep your kids safe, and booking is fast and simple. If you have any questions, your GP or pharmacist has the answers. All the support you need to help make vaccination a more positive experience is also available. With children eligible now, know the how, what, and when of vaccination for 5 to 11-year-olds. To find out where and how to book, go to coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Are you downsizing and you're not sure what to do with all of the stuff you've collected over the journey? Do you feel as though some of what you were thinking of getting rid of may be too good to just simply throw away? Well, maybe it is. You may not realise the value of some of your unwanted goods. Barclays Antiques and Collectibles pay you cash for your unwanted goods. Sheds, estates, storage, or even downsized houses. Wherever your excess unwanted goods are or come from, don't just throw them away. Call Barclays Antiques and Collectibles on 0430 977 771. That's 0430 977 771. They'll come to you anywhere in the GV.
1FM sponsor.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT
11819. 1FM sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we will be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633, or visit our website at YourSoldRealEstate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.